Now it's time for Spitty Jokes, which are sponsored by our friends at Team Hochberg. David, your name's on these, so wish me luck. Here we go. Dave Bennett, are you ready, by the way? Hold on a second. Are you there, David?
I am standing by, John.
David's down the hall. Our studio is so busy. We got jokes from Don and Huntley and Janelle Coma in East Lansing, Michigan. Dave Browning in Hammond, Indiana. He's a libation vessel owner and user. And Michael Swist in Chicago. And Rob Curry, author of Hunger Winter, a World War II novel. Now a top 10 book in 3 Amazon categories. We got a joke from Harlan in Phoenix and Doug in Sycamore and Brian Pentecoff and Jeff Schultz from the Maintenance Coatings Company in South Elgin. Alice Kay in Kenosha and Jen Foles in Rockford reminded us yesterday that she had sent in a joke, but we didn't read it. And we reminded her that we were well aware of that, to which she wrote back today and said, "You still didn't read it." She says, "I feel rejected. It's already a tough season. Nothing like a little dejection sprinkled on top." All right, here we go. Well, keep that in mind, Jen. Hey, Dave, watch out. There's a scam out there trying to get people to give money to Henry Winkler.
Really? I hadn't heard.
Yeah, it's a Ponzi scheme. Just an observation here. It's weird to think about how many of the gifts in the 12 days of Christmas are birds. 6 out of the first 7 days, your true love gives you birds, just birds, 23 birds. What if you don't like birds? So then on day 5, it's golden rings, and you think, whew, we're finished with the birds, and then bam, 6 geese. Thanks to Amazon Prime and tequila, you too can be your own secret Santa. Salvador Dali walks into a cafe. The sign says breakfast anytime. He orders eggs during the Renaissance. You know, Dave, alcohol and calculus don't mix. Please, never drink and drive. I stepped on a model rocket that was going off. Now I have mistletoe. Hey, Dave, I got bad news about Northwestern basketball. All conference guard Boo Booey got hurt.
Is it bad?
No, just a boo-boo.
A boo-booey boo-boo?
Someone jumped out behind his locker and scared him, though. They shouted,
"Boo?"
Yep.
So a boo-booey boo-boo-boo?
It's the worst kind, Dave.
What are the doctors recommending,
well,
John?
Well, they said rest and maybe some soup or even a classic French stew full of Mediterranean seafood and tomatoes.
Like a bouillabaisse.
Oui. So, Dave, that would be
a boo-booey boo-boo-boo bouillabaisse.
They also said bourbon, Dave.
Mm-hmm.
They think a little alcohol will boost the bouillon in there. So, Dave?
Yeah, John?
Here we go. Now, that would be
a bourbon, bouillon, boo, booey, boo, 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 bouillabaisse boast.
You know what's the worst thing you can possibly hear during an operation?
What's that?
I'm going to read it correctly again. Dave, you know what the worst thing is to hear your surgeon say during an operation?
What?
Anything. Here's why Christmas is just like a day at the office. You work all day and the fat guy in the red suit gets all of the credit. And finally, what is the most popular Christmas wine? This isn't what I wanted.